Hey there, this is Lisa Adkins, and this is the 5 in 5. 5 minutes a day for 5 days in a row. It's bite-sized goodness for thriving in the modern world of work. In this 5 in 5, we are exploring the present and the future of Agile coaching. I am with Matthew Cornillon, Agile coach and former Spotify, and we're just having a conversation.
That's right. Hi, Lisa.
Hey. So in the 5 in 5, you're going to hear Matthew and I talk about these questions. The first one, we've seen the downturn. What has the market actually rejected? And then why has the market rejected it? The question in your heart, was getting the skills of Agile coaching worth it? And are we going to get serious about Agile coaching? And then finally, we will take you to the evolutionary angle as we answer, what's the evolutionary angle of Agile coaching? So Matthew, we're jumping in to our first question. We've all seen the downturn in Agile coaching roles in the last year in particular. What has the market rejected?
So I think one of the things that I'm seeing for sure is just fewer on-staff Agile coaches. There's a downturn in terms of those listings. There also seems to be a rejection of big programmatic cookie cutter approaches. It's not to say that that's not happening, but there seems to be at least a hesitance to get involved with some of that in some places.
I think you're onto it. I think that the market has definitely rejected the big agile transformation done on a gigantic scale, and it has steps that look a lot like a linear program. Follow these steps and it's going to work out great. As you said, cookie cutter. I think the other thing that the market has rejected is the overcomplication, I will say, of agile coaching roles. I think it's fine to have agile coaching roles that as people's sphere of influence and responsibility expands, they get more and more skills. But we somehow in many places created this place where certain roles are deactivated or sort of clipped, like their wings are clipped. Like the thing I hear, I've heard so many times, oh my gosh, a scrum master saying, oh, I'm only a scrum master. I can't help my team navigate conflict because I have to get the agile coach involved. And I think, my God, we never intended that.
Yeah.
Right. And so if I'm at the organizational level and I'm seeing all of these different layers and stratifications of agile coaches, I'm like, what am I actually paying for? And why can't someone who's right there on the ground with the team work with the conflict that's happening right there with them?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there is certainly room for specialization, obviously, but there does seem to be a need of like compartmentalizing those roles. And where I've seen it work well is when you have people sort of dividing the labor, saying, hey, I'm going to focus on working with the leadership team. I'm going to work on this particular execution team. I'm going to work on this over here. But when they're doing it in a way that is open and transparent amongst them, and when there's any sort of pushing down the, this role is less than, or they're just a scrum master, that part can obviously be problematic.
Yeah. I think the other piece in here is that we, and certainly I, have felt it as a rejection. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Of this role of agile coaching. But in a certain way, it might have absolutely nothing to do with the role. And I think it might have a lot more to do with where we are in the marketplace at this particular time. And that's what we're going to hit in our next question.
Yeah.
Why has the market rejected it? So for now, what's the last word that you have for people on this question of what has the market rejected?
I think agile just as a buzzword without a meaningful change.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It hurts my heart so much when I hear the stories of, oh, we had this big consulting firm come in here and we spent millions and millions of dollars and nothing really fundamental changed. That is a horror story. Let's not do that, huh? All right. Join us next time when Matthew and I tackle the next question. Why has the market rejected agile coaching?
Did you like this? Well, there's more where that came from. Listen in tomorrow for the next 5 and 5, your bite-sized goodness for thriving in the modern world of work. And if you think I could help your organization thrive, visit me at lisaadkins.com. But here's the tricky part. You have to know how to spell it. It's LYSSAADKINS.com.